Last question. Any predictions for, let's say, 5 or 10 years from now in terms of where we're going to be in terms of treatment of colon cancer?
Well, I believe that we're still going to be using our core 7 drugs, but that we're going to be using them differently. And what I mean by that is that we're going to learn about the biology of colon cancer. We're going to subdivide colon cancer into a number of different subgroups, the KRAS mutated versus the non-KRAS mutated, the MSI high versus the MS stable tumors, P53 mutated versus not, and perhaps a number of markers that we haven't even discovered yet. And that we're going to be profiling the tumors and profiling the patient before we make treatment decisions, making more individualized recommendations based on the profile of the tumor and the profile of the patient.
Any guesses what the mortality of colorectal cancer is going to be 10 years from now compared to now?
Well, the trends are down, but the downward trends are certainly not by 10% leaps. They're by 2% leaps. So we're headed in the right direction. How are we going to really affect the morbidity of and burden of colon cancer in the U.S.? My actual answer to that is that oncologists aren't going to do that, that the way that we're going to affect that is by better screening, more acceptable screening techniques like perhaps the fecal pap smear where you use stool to look for abnormal DNA that is only in the stool when somebody has polyps or cancer. Better preventative measures like exercise and diet and perhaps vitamin D and COX-2 inhibitors. You know, when you look at it, better chemo and better surgery is only going to reduce the disease burden on people that have it. What we really need to be doing is trying to prevent the disease.
You know, when you think about, I'm not going to say hype, but the attention that breast cancer and prostate cancer screening get, and yes, it has had some effects, that's one thing, but colon cancer is such an opportunity. I mean, it's completely different.
Right. I constantly tell people, you know, with breast cancer, we're looking for early detection. With colon cancer screening, we're looking for polyp removal and cancer prevention.